Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge. 91.3, welcome back to the show. And Kenya's Electoral Commission, the President and the Opposition remain deadlocked on how to proceed with the presidential election rerun. This is ordered by the Kenyan courts after opposition leader Raila Odinga withdrew from the race. Online is Obed Samia, editor at the Daily Nation in Kenya. Obed, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Our first question quickly, I've done the introduction. Kenya in a very different and difficult space right now. I don't think anybody expected opposition leader Mr. Odinga to withdraw from the presidential race.
Surely. But indeed, it was expected, but it wasn't expected like he was going to withdraw this early. They seemed like it is late, but it was expected that he was not going to participate because he has maintained that one for a very long time since the elections were nullified. He maintained there will be no elections, but no one expected that he was going to withdraw, but we knew he was not going to participate in the elections. Slated for later this month.
All right, so in fact it was predicted that Mr. Odinga wouldn't actually participate. But what does it do right now? Because doesn't it leave Mr. Kenyatta now on his own? Doesn't it de facto put him into power as the president in spite of the court ruling?
That is what would have essentially happened, but it is impossible legally, because what happens is they were already on the ballot with them, and there were no new nominations for presidential contenders because they were using the previous party nominations. And it was a rerun. Had it been a new election, then if Raila would have withdrawn like how he has done, then Uhuru Kenyatta would have been declared president-elect without being opposed by anyone. But as it stands right now, it is not legally possible to declare him president, because now also the High Court just yesterday allowed other candidates who were on the ballot in the August election now to be on the ballot. So essentially, he cannot be declared president-elect as yet.
Okay, so in other words, there are other candidates that have come to the fore. I think the question we need to ask here, are any of the other candidates known well enough, or are they popular enough to perhaps win a vote over current President Kenyatta, or is he just going to win now?
If we go to election without Raila Odinga, then definitely Uhuru Kenyatta is going to win because he has a massive following. These other ones do not really have that following like they can give Kenyatta chief competition. Only Raila can give him such competition because of him. He's been in politics for long. His influence is across the country. At least Raila could give him competition on this level.
What reasons has Mr. Odinga given for the fact that he doesn't want to stand again? We do know that he is an old man. He's in his 70s already. Has he just got tired of politics, or is this a tactical decision?
According to him, he had around 12 reasons why he doesn't want to participate in this election. The major one being that the Supreme Court of Kenya found illegalities and irregularities having been committed in the process of the election, not just the voting day, but in the process of the elections. And he believes these illegalities were committed by someone in the electoral body, which is in charge of the elections. So he feels if the same people, the same electoral body, as it were constituted in the August election, if they're the same ones are going to hold this election, then the same irregularities and illegalities that were committed will be committed. And so he was pushing for reforms, fundamental reforms from at the commission. Like he wants some commissioners, like officials, specifically he wants the CEO of the commission to leave office. and some other officers who are directly in charge of the election, especially for the IT and the logistics. So he wants such guys to leave office before he can be content that the election will be fair, free, credible, and verifiable. So those are some of his conditions. And also, he doesn't want some of the service providers who were involved in the last election, and our telecommunication services, those who printed the ballot papers, and those who offered technology services that were used in the election. So he doesn't want the same thing guys who were involved in that election to still run this other election that is set for October 26th.
Now, I do believe that one of the questions in the elections this year, ironically, was the fact that Kenya had a brand new electoral technology, that it was pretty high tech, but that it wasn't applied in the way that it could have been, or something along those lines. Was that one of the issues, the fact that the new technology, some people are saying it was abused?
Yes, that is one of the issues that led to nullification of the election, because some of the devices, they were highly procured, but they failed to produce the results that they were poised to produce. So the technology that was used is also in question. That's why he doesn't want, for instance, the company, the French firm, who procured the kids, it is Otimofo, again, to provide the same kids that were faulty during the election.
Now, if one tries to sort of get a grip on what's happening in Kenya, how are the people in the streets of Nairobi and other parts of the country, how does the average Kenyan feel about all of this? Because the election was already very close. I mean, Kenyatta got in by a squeak and a whisker. It was very close. How does the average person feel in Kenya? Isn't this dividing the country right now?
The current mood, what we can say is, people have been left in suspense. People are in great confusion because people don't know if the election is really going to happen or if it is not going to happen. And if it is not going to happen, and already the Electoral Commission had prepared, all the logistics are almost ready, almost complete. So you feel like it is going to go to waste. So people are really confused. Some are very angry, especially from the Jubilee, now the ruling side of Uhuru Kenyatta. They are very angry that their time has been wasted. But those from the NASA side say, all right, this is what we need. We need reforms from the commission. So the country is divided in between these two camps. Those who are pro and those who are against Raila's decision. So the country is really divided on this issue.
How many people would you say support Mr. Kenyatta right now? Because as you say, with Mr. Odinga not in the race, it leaves the opposition with some tough choices. They're going to have to look at some of the alternative candidates whom they may not quite like. So where is it all going to go from here?
I would say, if you ask me about the kind of influence, how many people, I would use the last election results, where Kenyatta apparently won by 8 million and Raila by 6 million. So it is 8 million for Uhuru, 6 million for Raila Odinga. But that one is questionable. Now that the election was bungled. The last bit of your question was?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I mean, where is the opposition, where are opposition voters going to go from here if their number one candidate is no longer available?
Oh, yeah, that one is going to create, voter apathy for his supporters, because now some feel they are being wasted, some feel they are being taken for a ride for him, and some of them had even contributed to his kitty for campaigns. Now they are even asking, where is the money that we contributed for you being taken to? So people, his supporters, I will say some are confused, some are like, I would say they are fatigued now. That is what I can put it, like they are fatigued because they thought election would be held, but now it is very uncertain.
Okay, final question. When everybody votes on the 26th of October, is your prediction that Mr. Uhuru Kenyatta is going to be finally be the president?
It is not my prediction. If people vote and Raila strictly doesn't say his supporters is not going to participate in the election, then Uhuru Kenyatta will have an easy way. Will have an easy way to victory, but that one will also bring about some legal battles, because I don't think if Raila will just stay back and say, all right, you won this election because I wasn't there, and then he leaves it just like that. I think there will arise legal battles again, and this will put to test our judiciary again.
So, Obed, what we can look forward to are some very interesting times in Kenya in the next month or so.
What we are expecting. We're expecting interesting months, days ahead, because you never know what is going to happen. Because what is happening right now is Raila Odinga is holding the country at ransom, and he's playing his game. On his own rules. So whatever happens, whether Uhuru Kenyatta is going to be elected or if the election is not going to happen, what happens next depends on the next move that Raila is going to take, which no one knows what his next move is.
And interesting stuff indeed in Kenya. Raila Odinga withdrawing from the presidential rerun on October the 26th. So let's watch Kenya closely. Obed Semir, editor at the Daily Nation in Kenya, thanks for chatting to us. Everything of the best.
Just a reminder, I left Daily Nation. I'm with Tuko. Tuko, the CWK, one of the best news sites in Kenya. I left Daily Nation. Right now I'm with Tuko.
All right, so you've gone from print and you're now online.
Yes, I'm online. I'm on.